happy even. I'm very moved because I do remember when we first came and did kirtan here, there was maybe a very small building for the chokidar, maybe, but at that time Lila Purushottam Prabhu had contacted me, and we had both decided, let us invite devotees from Vrindavan here to this land of Krishna's pastimes, and then we did a kirtan here. And you know, the holy name is like a seed. You understand the word seed? Beech. When you look at a seed, you cannot see the mango tree or the banyan tree. You only see a small little beech. However, when regular water is supplied to this beech, then this beech can grow into a mango tree, it can grow into a banyan tree, it can really grow and grow and grow. But it is important that water is supplied regularly. If we stop the supply of the water, then it is not possible for the mango tree or the banyan tree, which is hidden in the small seed, to come out. In all of your lives, you have also this seed. It's the seed of your potential. Potential, do we know what this is? It's what is possible in life, yes? Potential, no? Our future is like this seed, no? With all, it holds a lot of potential or possibilities. But it's not visible at the moment. At the moment you look very small, little bachas, little boys. But maybe we have amongst you the new president of India. Maybe one of you will be the next prime minister. Maybe another person will be the new cricket star of India. As a devotee cricket star, no? So this future that is with all of us is at the moment not visible, but by regular cultivation it becomes visible. Education, as you know, is the regular cultivation that turns your future, which is now like a beach, into something very concrete, very practical. The same example of the seed is used in relationship to our Krishna consciousness. We are servants of Krishna. This is there in seed form. And by regular chanting of the Maha Mantra, this comes out. May I ask you, do you understand my language?
Yes.
Are you sure you understand? Because I'm speaking English with a strong German accent, no? You can see. So I suggest we do two things now. We will chant Jaya Radha Madhava just very briefly. Then I would like to tell you a little story. Let me see. I see the Bhagavatam is here. Radhakanta, do you wish me to speak about a certain verse? Or? It is just there. Good. And then we will have a longer kirtan. I remember when once I came here and we had kirtan, it was in the court of the other building. That building's name is?
That's the academy building.
The academy building.
Opening of that building.
Yeah. Yeah, opening of the building. We had a stage and at the end, Leela Purushottam Prabhu and myself, we were dancing like young children, no?
Yes.
Together. I remember. So let me see. Yes, here it is.
Maharaj, you have that picture here.
Acha, yes, oh. Wonderful. Okay, so we will chant Jaya Radha Madhava.
Slow and soft. Eight medallion, one medallion.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Shuno. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi jana vallabha girivara hari. Gopi jana vallabha girivara dhari. Yasoda nandana raja jana randana. Yasoda nandana raja jana randana. Jamuna tira varasani. Jamuna tira varasani. Thank you.
Jaya Prabhu Parajaya, Prabhu Parajaya, Prabhu Parajaya, Prabhu Parajaya. Jaya Gaura Nitaya, Gaura Nitaya, Gaura Nitaya, Jaya Gaura Nitaya. Jaya Krishna Balala, Jaya Krishna Balala, Krishna Balala, Jaya Krishna Balala. Jaya Radha Madhava, Radha Madhava, Sri Radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
My dear devotees, you do not sound like the Bhaktivedanta International Gurukul. You sound like 500 old men. Oh, you must chant louder, you are young. Not like an old man who goes to his grave. So this was preparation. Now we will chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yes. Good.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Chayanaso Tasyate Yachano Nita Uttama Shloka Vataya. Translation. Yes, it's just coming there. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Come. Look at this boy. Yesterday, he was in one age, he was so and so old. Now the sun has set and has risen again, and now he's one day older. At the moment, he has a beautiful Canon camera. But as time goes by, he will lose the Canon camera. It will become damaged. And finally, at the end of his life will come. We are all like this boy. Thank you very much. You may sit down. In Braj, there was once a saint. His name was Vijay Krishna, a Vaishnava. And he was walking with his disciples down the bank of the Yamuna. And all of a sudden he said, "Stop! Dig the sand now." And they dug the sand, or the disciples took their hands and removed the sand, and they found a skeleton. They thought, "Guru Maharaj, this is a skeleton of a human being, only bones. Why did you tell us to remove the sand?" It's an asuchi, no? Very unclean. So Vijay Krishna Goswami said, "Yes, take the bones out and then look at the skeleton." They were thinking, maybe Guru Maharaj has become a little bit pagal. We cannot say like this, but maybe. But he looked good, in good health, a state of mind, good healthy mind. So they took the bones out and they were lying down the skeleton on the sandy beach. And Vijay Krishna then said, "Look now at the skeleton. One day, every single one of you will be like that skeleton. You all will be dead." Then he said, "Now look again. Look at the bones of the skeleton." You understand bones? There's leg bone, rib cage, skull. "What do you see?" All the disciples looked on the dead bones and then they saw something. They saw on the bones the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, letters of the Hare Krishna Mantra. So Vijay Krishna Goswami said, this person in his life had taken full shelter of the holy name. And because of taking full shelter at the holy name is written all over the pores of his body. But when he was lying there under the earth, the body went away. Decomposition, it's called. And the holy name became engraved on the bones. We have seen during Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, there is one tree under which Jagannath Das Babaji was sitting and performing his Naam Vrata. Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So there was one place where the bark of the tree had fallen off, and in that place we could also see Hare Krishna in Bengali script, no? Hare Krishna. Because he was sitting there and chanting there, and the holy name had become engraved on the tree. My dear devotees, this is what we hear in this verse. The lifetime of everyone is reduced. Every morning when you look up on the sun, you can know one more day has gone. Maybe you have, I don't know, 1 billion days in your life left. With each rising, now it's no longer 1 billion, it's 1 billion minus one, 1 million minus two, 1 billion minus three. One day it will be 1 billion minus 1 billion, and then it's finished. However, we hear when we chant with a full absorption in Krishna, at that time there will we are preparing for our eternal life, our life with Krishna. If we learn to take shelter in the holy name, it's called Nama Shraya, then we will one day be with Krishna. My dear everyone, now you are young like this boy, but one day this boy might fall in love. Oh. One day he might marry. What is your name?
Rudraksh.
Rudraksh. One day there might be 10 little Rudraksh around him. Or five, you know, five is enough. One day he might be the Prime Minister of India. But then, my dear devotees, our Rudraksh will be like that person who was found in the sand of the Yamuna. However, if Rudraksh has taken shelter at the holy name, that will not be the end of Rudraksh and his expansions, his small little Rudraksh. No, he will actually join Krishna in his eternal kingdom. Thank you, Rudraksh. Be ready, I might need you again. However, Shuno, it is very important that you learn to chant properly. Only someone who can chant with full Shraddha will have this result, that the holy name and Krishna is with him. And for developing Shraddha, it's very important to read in the Bhagavatam, to understand the Bhagavatam, to understand these spiritual subjects that we are learning in the Bhaktivedanta International School. Very important. If you chant minus Shraddha, there is not much benefit. But if you chant holy name plus Shraddha, there is great benefit. I would like to tell you the story of Gopal. Gopal's father had died. His mother was so poor that she moved with Gopal into the forest, and they lived on roots, on fruits, and whatever they could find in the forest. Then the mother said one day to Gopal, "Gopal, you must get an education. Without an education, you have no future." In the village, which is 5 kilometers from here, school starts for children who are your age. Please go there. So Gopal went through the forest. He went past the river. He went past the bamboo forest. In the forest there was a section where bamboo grew. And he went to the school, and he was admitted to the school. The teacher said, "Yes, you can come every day." After 1 month, Gopal told his mother, "I cannot go to the school any longer." Mother said, "Why? Education is important to grow your life. Remember the example of the beech and the banyan tree? No, dear. We all are like beeches. We have to get education that we grow into banyan trees." "No, I can't go, mother. I'm afraid. In the bamboo section of the forest, I heard a tiger roaring. And I'm afraid that the tiger will eat me." The mother said, "No problem, no problem, my little boy. You go through the forest and you chant while you go the name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare." And if you chant with the Shraddha that Krishna will hear me, Krishna will protect you. So the little boy believed in what his mother told him, and from now on he walked through the forest, and whenever he came by this bamboo section where the tiger lived, he chanted. And soon he chanted all the way. When he started from home to go to the school in the village, he chanted all the way. When he went from the village, from his school home, he chanted all the way. And sometimes he could feel Krishna's presence next to him, and he lost all fear. His school came to the end, and the teacher said, "We will now have a celebration to Ganesh to celebrate the conclusion of your school, your education. Every one of you must bring something for the festival to Ganesh. Ladus, cloth, rupees, anything. So the little boy came home, now he was a bigger boy, and he said to his mother, I must bring something to the festival. And the mother said, we are sorry, we have nothing. We go in the morning and then we collect something for the day from the forest. But you have a friend, no? The friend who protects you, Krishna, he can give you something. So the next day, the little boy went into the forest and he called very loud, Krishna! Yes. Yeah, it was good. It was a little bit louder, so. And this time, Krishna appeared because he saw the need of the boy. Why have you called so loud? Today is Ganesh Puja and I have nothing to bring. And the teacher said, we must bring something. Can you give me something? Oh, said Krishna. I'm a cowherd. I only have milk products. I can give you a cup of yogurt. And he filled the cup with the yogurt. Secret.
More.
So then the boy came with a small cup. It was only this big with yogurt. And he gave it to the teacher. The teacher said, this is all you brought? I have taught you 5 long years and all you give me is a cup of yogurt? Said the boy, we are very poor and it came from my friend. That is all what he gave me. This yogurt is not good for anything. And he poured the yogurt out like this. The teacher was not like your head teacher or like Radhakant. He was very, very angry. Years of training and only a cup of yogurt. But as he was pouring the cup, more and more yogurt came out. It did not end. More yogurt, more yogurt, more yogurt, more. Because this yogurt was Krishna yogurt. It had been given by Krishna and it was Ananta, without limits, no? Without limits. Unlimited amount of yogurt. The teacher kept pouring and there was more and more and more and more and more. Oh, it didn't stop. He said, who gave you this yogurt? Said Gopal, Krishna gave me this yogurt. Who is Krishna? said the boy. Krishna is wonderful. Krishna comes whenever I call him. Krishna has protected me from the what? Tiger, yes. Krishna. Oh, Krishna is the origin of this whole universe. That Krishna? Said the teacher. the boy went like this, you know what this means. It can mean anything in India. So, can I see Krishna? Yes, said the boy. Come with me when, after this festival. So they went after the Ganesh Puja, he took the teacher with him into the forest and he called out very loud, and he saw how Krishna appeared. But the teacher said, where is Krishna? I do not see Krishna. No, said the boy, he's just there, next to the tree. But Krishna made look next to the tree. The teacher looked and he said, I cannot see anyone. There is no one there. But the boy looked and he saw Krishna. Because the boy chanted with Shraddha, yes, and the teacher had no Shraddha, that Krishna and his name is identical. My dear everyone, it is a great science, but please study the Bhagavatam, you know, as it is taught here, and you will regularly come to understand more and more that Krishna is there. First, you will feel his presence. Oh, you feel very, you will first feel, perhaps like at this moment we cannot see the sun, but if you look at the entrance, there is some light, no? And you can see, oh, the sun must be there. So in the same way, first you will have a good feeling in the heart, the anger, the enviousness, maybe the fear to not pass the exam, all this will go away. But then later you will be like that person whom Vijay Krishna could see. Krishna will be all over your you, and you will then later have the darshan of Krishna. So chanting is very good, but chanting with the understanding, it is called Sambandha Gyan, that Krishna is his whole, is identical with the name, is super best. Chanting is good, but chanting with Shraddha is super best. So we will chant now. I request you to sit properly. One moment, I have to check. Fold your hands and say with me the pranam mantra. Namo Vishnu Padaya Navistaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namaste Saraswati Deve. Namaste.
Uravani Pachaline Nivase Sasanyavali Askadhyane Shalam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadara Sivadhani Gaura. As we chant, we request you to be very shanti, go in your heart and think of Krishna, and think that when you chant, you are singing to Krishna. From your heart, it comes out, it goes into the ear of Krishna, and goes into his heart. Full circle. Your heart to your vocal cords to the ear of Krishna to his heart. And then when Krishna is very pleased with you, some very good bhakti will come into your heart, and you again chant from your heart, and again it comes to the ear of Krishna, goes to his heart, and he's more pleased. And in this way, you will have Kirtan Ananda, no? Yes, those of you who want to play cartels, you're welcome. But please come in front here, next to me. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, Abhi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Aibo! Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Abhine, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Abhi, abhi.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Abine, Abine,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Very good. So you sing from your heart, and you sing right into Krishna's ear, and you will see something wonderful will happen. Please always sing from your heart. This will be very good. Abhi, Abhi.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare.
Go there.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna.